San Diego Unified's enrollment surge looks promising. The October attendance report is the real test. San Diego Unified's summer enrollment campaign delivered numbers that exceeded expectations on paper. 3,033 new students signed up against an annual target of 1,309, more than double the goal. Superintendent Fabiola Bagula credited the deployment of 52 in-person enrollment hubs across the county and characterized the results as evidence that aggressive outreach works. The Chromebook restriction policy, passed unanimously 5-0 by the board, is now fully active across all 175 district schools covering more than 100,000 students, with YouTube blocked by default unless enabled by teachers, non-instructional gaming eliminated, and device carts removed from transitional kindergarten classrooms. But California school funding is calculated on average daily attendance, not enrollment headcount. A student who enrolls and attends half the time generates roughly half the funding of one who attends every day. The October ADA report, not the enrollment figure, is the financial test of the summer campaign, and it has not yet been released. Superintendent Bagula has been explicit that October is the real measure. The district is not overclaiming on enrollment alone. Several questions complicate the confident interpretation of the summer numbers. Enrollment campaigns may capture families who were already within reach of the district without addressing the structural reasons others have left: charter schools, private schools, neighboring districts, or out-of-county relocation. Whether the 52 hubs were concentrated in neighborhoods where families were already favorably disposed to the district, or were deployed to genuinely convert skeptical families, is unclear. No geographic breakdown of new enrollments has appeared in available reporting. If a significant share of the 3,033 newly enrolled students were already irregular attendees who were re-enrolled rather than newly converted to consistent attendance, the headline number may overstate the funding gain. The countercase for the district is real. Even if October ADA figures disappoint, the summer campaign built a contact database and operational infrastructure for outreach that did not previously exist at this scale. 52 hubs in a single summer is a logistical accomplishment. If the October report shows strong attendance, 90% or better attendance rates from a high share of newly enrolled students, the model is validated. If attendance rates fall below 60% among new enrollees, the district will face a harder question about whether it invested in re-enrollment mechanics or in the underlying barriers, transportation, family stability, language access, that keep students off enrolled rolls or absent from classrooms. The Teach Lead program, which places high school students as paid assistant teachers in elementary classrooms while earning elective credit, has grown from 22 students at two schools when it launched in 2021 to 400 students across 20 schools, a pipeline model whose results will take years to measure but whose structural logic, recruiting future teachers from within. Elsewhere in the school segment, SDSU reported a record 124,000-plus applications for the incoming class, driven by improving research output, rising national rankings, and students reportedly priced out of UC campuses. A success for SDSU that also reflects a broader access problem in California higher education. The communities they will serve is broadly sound.